This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani said yesterday that hope is very slim that anyone can be rescued alive from the wreckage of the World Trade Center. The current list of missing stretches to 6,453. A block away, the crowds have been growing larger as people go to pay their respects. NPR's John Burnett reports.
They stand three and four deep, snapping shutters and shooting video. But while they may be accused of gawking, there's something incomprehensible about the scale of this atrocity that compels some people to come and look for themselves. What the lenses see is smoke drifting off the rubble, and behind it, a jagged wall of the edifice still standing, like the ruins of some great English cathedral after a Nazi bombing. John Meservey was in town from Lake Forest, Illinois for a family gathering and decided to come down.
The people that have been here that have said it's not the same on TV, if you come here and see it, then it takes on a whole new meaning. I'll never forget this sight right here. Look at those men climbing through that wreckage.
The visitors who come here speak uniformly of the unreality of the TV images, now competing for screen space with network news logos, running headlines, and waving flags. Anthony Surik is an audio technician in New York.
I've never been in a war, I've never been next to this kind of destruction before in my life, and I guess you have to see it to believe it.
Keep the sidewalk moving! Yes, sir. Don't take your pictures in the middle of the sidewalk!
Many of these people are not New Yorkers. They've come from all over the region and the country, from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, Florida, and North Carolina. A woman sporting as many American flags as tattoos gives her name as Perinelle Phillip. She says to be here, she drove for 3 days from Carbondale, Colorado, sleeping in her van along the way.
Saw a million flags on the way. It was great.
What will you tell the folks back home when you return?
How somber everybody is down here. I don't think I've really processed it yet.
Just up Broadway from the crush of amateur photographers is Moshe Alfassi's clothing store, Chelsea Jeans. Though it's a small loss comparatively, his entire inventory is ruined.
The window blow from the first hit of the aircraft and all the debris from the fallen buildings came into the store. Everything is covered. It's a thick layer of dust.
Mayor Rudolph Giuliani has urged New Yorkers not to succumb to fear and to try to regain their normal lives this week. But that will be hard for Alfassi.
It's going to take a long time until we start to realize what really happened. You know, every morning I wake up and I pray to God that it was a dream, but it's not. It's reality.
The unending stream of visitors continues, like mourners past an open coffin. In the street, Red Cross volunteers pass water bottles to the debris haulers, wheeling their rigs into the 16-acre disaster site. Watching it all from along Broadway is Jose Medina, a retired dental technician, who brings his own perspective to America's worst terrorist attack.
Yo soy colombiano, y en Colombia tenemos mucha cosa fuerte de este tipo.
I'm Colombian, he says, and in Colombia we've had lots of bad things like this. He says he saw a car bomb destroy a building and kill scores of people in Bogota. His own two daughters were kidnapped last year and released safely after 46 days. But in Colombia, he says, we're accustomed to this and we put up with it, and we have to have faith in God to keep going. Medina continues, the United States has to prepare itself for this kind of thing because no one knows when it will happen. John Burnett, NPR News, New York.